My name is Eric Palmer. I'm the Executive Director here at the Greater Altoona Career and Technology Center. I want to thank everyone and welcome everyone to our facility today for this visit by the Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis. Before we get started, I'd be remiss if I didn't do a few quick thank yous to some folks. Our local political officials, our board members, our district superintendents. The awesome thing about the Career and Technology Center is it's a collective of 8 different school districts and a full effort to make us happen, and we're super appreciative of all those folks that come together to support us and make it happen. So the center serves about 1,100 students here in Blair County, and that's among our 25 different career and tech programs in our building. We have high school students and adult students all blended together to serve as a really awesome mix of learners in our facility. We're not alone. There are more than 80 such centers like ours across the state of Pennsylvania, and you'll hear me reference that a little more as we go along. And we're all equipped to provide a 21st century education to the next generation of workforce entrance here. We really provide the first glimpse for students in high school into what a career in technical practices could be, and we're excited to do that. And the reason we are is because data is showing that prosperity for the next generation of students isn't just exclusively about going to a 4-year institution. And while that's a viable path for many, there are many who will be well served to get a education in a 2-year degree, apprenticeship, or certification-based program that we offer. Most of the high-demand jobs require only a 2-year degree, industry certification, or an apprenticeship. They're referring to these as middle-skill jobs, and there's more out there than there are people to fill them with the correct skills. It's for these reasons that career and technical education is seeing a resurgence. We're seeing record enrollment numbers across the state of Pennsylvania and here at our own institution that are providing its own challenges, but they're the challenges that we're excited to face. Businesses, like many of those in the Blair County region, we hear from all the time, they're demanding employees that have not only solid academic preparation, but also tangible skills that are needed to enter today's high demand workforce. Our center, along with all the other centers in Pennsylvania, are guided by business and industry, partnered with local school districts, and working hard to keep pace with the technology-driven environment that we see in our workforce. They're filled, and you'll hear from some of our teachers today, our centers are filled with industry-experienced educators that are passionate about transferring the skills that they've learned over the years to our next generation of students. Graduates of our centers are prepared to enter the workforce, enter college, and enter the high-demand occupations that we have in the state of Pennsylvania. But the challenge is great. And it requires what I'm going to call an all-hands-on-deck kind of approach. And that's why I was excited when the Lieutenant Governor's office reached out and I researched and learned that he's tremendously supportive of what we're doing here in career and technical education. Austin Davis is the youngest, I got this right, youngest Lieutenant Governor in the country and the first Black Lieutenant Governor in Commonwealth history. I'm going to skip some of his bio and hit on the points that matter to us. His mom was a cosmetologist.
That's still is.
Still is. Mm-hmm. It's core to what we do here. His dad was a union bus driver. Comes from Allegheny County, which is very similar to Blair County in a strong blue-collar work environment. So please join me in welcoming Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis to the podium.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for those kind remarks, and thank you for taking the time to show me around this morning. And to the folks here at the Greater Altoona Career and Technology Center, thank you for hosting us today and sharing all the great programs you have here. I'd like to thank County Commissioner Burke, as well as the mayor for joining us here today. Thank you for your strong support and being strong partners for Governor Shapiro and I here at the local level. I also want to take a minute to thank Bob Cutts from Organized Labor for always being a strong advocate for working class people here in Pennsylvania. You know, I grew up in McKeesport, a steel town in southwestern Pennsylvania in Allegheny County. I see a lot of folks nodding their heads. They know McKeesport around these parts. And I come from a working class family, and I'm a first generation college graduate in my family. College was the path that I took, but it isn't the path for everyone, and nor should it be. My dad still is a union bus driver for the Pittsburgh Regional Transit Authority, and he's driving a bus today in the city of Pittsburgh to help folks get where they need to go. And my mother is still a hairdresser, and I know what it's like to come from a working class family. And I saw firsthand the value of careers that didn't require a college degree. I saw that you could work hard, raise a family, even if you didn't go to college. But somehow we've gotten away from that as a society. Unfortunately, Pennsylvania has cut investment in career and technical training by half over the past two decades. Many school districts have been forced to tighten their belts and make cuts. Career and technical education has been a victim of those cuts in many parts of this Commonwealth. That has resulted in some students missing out on the opportunities that career and tech ed can provide for them and their families. Statewide, we currently have 13 school districts that do not offer career and technical education to their students, even if they want it. We must do better for our young people here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. In addition, we're facing a significant challenge with our workforce. We have a growing demand for STEM and computer science workers and shortages in key industries like healthcare. We need more doctors and nurses, particularly in rural Pennsylvania, but we also need dental assistants and hygienists too. From 2019 to the end of 2020, Pennsylvania lost 1,680 dental assistants, close to 15% of the workforce. If we're going to address these workforce shortages, we need to create pipelines of talent for these key industries and ladders of opportunities for folks to succeed. And we need to empower young people to pursue their dreams, no matter what they may be. Every Pennsylvanian deserves the freedom to chart their own course, whether that means going to college or training for a career at a place like Greater Altoona Career and Technical Center. That's why our administration, the Shapiro-Davis budget, invests more in apprenticeship programs, expands VOTEC, and brings career and technical training back into the classroom to give students that freedom and help them prepare for their futures. Here's a snapshot of those proposed investments. More than $3 million in new funding to ensure educational facilities and schools with career and technical programs can purchase and upgrade technology and equipment. We saw that today on our tour, the needs that exist. An additional $4 million for career and technical centers to support employment and expand program offerings in high demand areas of healthcare, STEM, energy, and infrastructure trades. An additional $5 million in secondary career and technical education for increasing computer science and STEM programs statewide. $2 million in funding to establish a state-level industry in the school program that allow for industry professionals to teach and build interest among students within the classroom. And $3.5 million in funding for a new Pennsylvania Schools to Work program to support workforce development partnerships between schools, employers, organizations, and associations, which will create robust employment and training pathways for young people. In total, we want to increase funding by nearly $24 million to build partnerships between career and technical education, schools and industries, trades and entities that need highly skilled workers. The Shapiro-Davis budget is a sense of common sense solutions to Pennsylvania's most pressing problems. It's a direct investment in making our economy stronger, our communities safer, our schools better, and our families healthier. At the end of the day, the governor and I believe that government can and should be a force for good in people's lives. We can do big things here in Pennsylvania if we come together to get things done that actually affect everyday Pennsylvanians. That's what we're proposing in this budget, and we're excited to get to work and pass this budget so we can invest in the future of Pennsylvania. It's my pleasure to introduce to you, when I'm gonna go off program here because I gotta make sure I follow the run of show how they want me to do it. It's my pleasure to introduce to you Commissioner Burke, Blair County Commissioner, to give a few remarks. Thank you, Commissioner, for being here.
Thank you. I want to thank the Lieutenant Governor for coming back to Blair County and welcome him to Blair County again, and for Mr. Palmer for giving us the tour this morning. We have a worker shortage problem here. We know it's not just here, but Blair County in particular. We need young people to be trained and ready to enter the workforce as soon as possible. And ensuring that we have that comes a path through the CTC. Where students can learn marketable skills in a local and affordable setting. It's fundamental to ensuring that we are able to fulfill the needs of our trade industries here and keep Pennsylvania growing. We face particularly a shortage of healthcare workers like dental assistants, pharmacy technicians, and licensed practical nurses. And it's incredibly important that we are able to train students in these careers here. I can share the personal experience of trying to find a primary care physician recently. And I called an office and said, are you taking new patients? And they said, we'd really like to, but we don't have nurses and we can't. And I shared that story with our state representative, Lou Schmidt. And his response to me was, the last time he went to the doctor himself came out and got him from the waiting room and weighed him and took his vitals. And he thought he was getting special treatment because he was an elected official. And he said something to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh no, I just can't hire nurses. So we see that need locally. We know it's a need, and we are grateful that we have these programs here, but we need more funding to be able to continue to expand and provide those opportunities to our local students. So we're grateful at the county level to have the support of Governor Shapiro and Lieutenant Governor Davis and putting more resources into the career and technical education, because it's a common sense investment in making our economy stronger and our schools better and our families healthier. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Commissioner, for being here. I'd like to bring up Bob Cutts from AFL-CIO to say a few words.
Thank you, Governor. Thanks for having us this morning, folks. I wanted to say that I did spend 15 years on the VOTEC Advisory Board here, and it's been about 5 years since I've been on the board, and it's really changed. I mean, there's been a lot of big improvements and a lot of enhanced courses that weren't here 5 years ago. And I'm really impressed. And last action I got to do was help pick this new director, and I think he's doing a fine job. Myself, I started in the trades back in 1970. I had gone to Penn State right after I got out of high school and got an electrical degree, and my father convinced me that the trades might be the better answer than the electrical degree. I was working in Westinghouse in Pittsburgh in an assembly line, and he said, you might be interested in the field. So I took that opportunity. I spent 50 years in the IBEW on the road, 30 years as an electrician, from everything from hospitals to manufacturing facilities, high schools, colleges. We built everything. And then the last 20 years of my career in the IBEW was as a business agent, and I got to put people to work. So I continued to see all the different projects that we built all across this great state of Pennsylvania. And I'm so happy to see that the Lieutenant Governor and the Governor are committed to the trades and committed to making these things work for the youngsters. There's no reason that a young man or woman that comes out of here with a trade can't go out and make six figures. I mean, it is a doable thing. And you can't say that about every four-year degree there is, because that's just not true. And I would encourage any young man and woman that wants to get an education to pursue it. And in my case, I did 4 years apprenticeship, never paid a dime. And I live comfortably now in retirement, and I'm glad that I took the opportunity to become a tradesman. I hope that all of you can see an increase, and maybe we can help out with making a bigger or better facility as far as improving the amount of kids that you guys can take. I hate to hear that you have to turn some away, and it'd be wonderful to have a new facility and make it so all that want it can have it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to bring up Chelsea Gibbons to the podium. You want to? Oh, sorry. Come. Well, you guys just take over.
Because I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Woo. Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis to the Greater Altoona Career and Technology Center. My name is Andrea Lascoli, and I am honored to represent the Dental Assisting Program along with all the other programs here at the CTC. As instructors, we are privileged to provide our students with hands-on learning experiences that prepare them for success in the workforce. We also help them explore and identify potential career paths within their field of interest. For instance, as a dental assistant instructor, I prepare my students to either enter the workforce, pursue our Adult Expanded Functions Dental Assisting Program here at the CTC, or continue their post-secondary education to become a dental hygienist or possibly even a dentist. However, To provide these opportunities, it requires very expensive equipment and technology. For example, we use a $40,000 CERAC digital impression scanner to create 3D models of teeth, giving our students the ability to work with cutting-edge technology that many dental offices in the area may not even have, but will become very needed in the future. Thanks to grants and state funding, we can provide our students with the latest equipment and technologies, ensuring they are prepared to meet industry standards and making them even more employable than others. Every program at the Greater Altoona Career and Technology Center has an occupational advisory committee. They are composed of industry professionals specific to the program. These professionals help keep our programs up to date by suggesting and supporting needs for industry standard equipment. By including industry professionals in our curriculum planning process, we ensure that our programs are tailored to meet the needs of the current and future job markets. Without state funding, it would be challenging to prepare students for the profession they will enter. All of us here at the CTC value the support of the state and recognize its importance in ensuring that students receive the resources they need to succeed. In a time where there is a growing demand for skilled workers, state funding is crucial to prepare students to fill these skill gaps and support economic growth. By supporting CTE programs, we are investing in the future of our workforce and our community. I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to visit our school and providing us with the opportunity to speak to you. We hope that your time here has been positive and informative, and that you have gained a better understanding of what we do here to prepare our students for the future in their workforce. Your presence here today demonstrates your commitment to investing in the future of our students and our community. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Lieutenant Governor Davis, I would like to extend my gratitude for visiting what I consider to be the best kept secret in Blair County. I pass this building probably every day of my life, and I, like many others, were completely oblivious to the incredible things happening in this building. Until I started working here. I'm Chelsea Gibbons, and I'm proud to serve as one of our special populations facilitators here at the GACTC. This is my fifth school year at the CTC. However, if you factor in the stressors of teaching through the pandemic era, you know, little things, masking policies, quarantine, watching your coworkers try to struggle to unmute themselves on Zoom repeatedly for 3 years, it feels more like my 25th year here, so. As a special populations facilitator, a significant part of my job involves attending meetings at all of our 8 sending schools. During these meetings, I always take a moment to read the transition section of the IEP, to read the students' responses from their interview with the transition coordinator. Without fail, when asked, what is your favorite part of the school day, the response is consistently the same, CTC. In 5 years, I've yet to come across a student who didn't feel that way. It's just not limited to students in one program area. This sentiment is echoed across all 25 of our program areas. I mean, think about that. In a world where adults seemingly can't agree about anything, our students have reached a unanimous conclusion that their time in this building is the best part of their day. That enthusiasm and love for their specific CTE program doesn't just happen organically. It's fostered and developed by the incredibly hardworking teachers, aides, and assistants in this school. These are industry professionals who willingly elected to dive headfirst into the frequently turbulent waters of teaching, all because they understand just how important career and technical education is for the students, their families, and this community. With continued support from the state, our talented and dedicated educators will have the necessary resources to ensure that the future workforce in Blair County is not only skilled, but passionate about what they do. I thank you again, Lieutenant Governor Davis, for your support of career and technical education and your commitment to enhancing an already powerful network of CTE centers in the state of Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us today. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions from folks in the media if you have any.
We'll do one.
All right. Well, first, thank you all for being here. Thank you for welcoming us to your school. Just want our final point to be that Governor Shapiro and I have your back, and we're going to do everything we can to invest in programs like this because we know they create ladders of opportunities for folks, and we want Pennsylvania to lead in career and technical education. Thank you.